National Truck Driver Appreciation Week, September 13th through the 19th, where America stops to say thank you, drivers, for everything you do. Many of our friends in the industry are honoring drivers during the week. In fact, Trucking Moves America Forward is a movement that started years ago, and they're doing just that. And right now, co-chairs Elizabeth Barna and Kevin Birch join us. My friends, Elizabeth, Kevin, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Eric. We're good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Kevin, how are you doing?
Oh, absolutely, Eric. Thanks for having us on board.
Thank you so much. Let's talk about Trucking Moves America Forward. TMAF started years ago, as I mentioned. It's a very influential movement that started years ago. Get us caught up with the latest, Kevin.
Well, I tell you what, we celebrated 6 years. It's hard to believe it was a grassroots effort, and we've said it so many times before, Eric. This isn't, you know, the trucking industry is such a varied opportunities for union, non-union, truckload, LTL, refrigerated, flatbed, and TMAF speaks to all of those groups, and we're really proud of the fact, from Safety Sammy to the billboards, to all the things that we're going to be able to talk about, all came from an idea that Steve Ponder, myself, and Elizabeth had many years ago, that we need to tell our story, and what better way to unify everybody about all the things that the trucking industry does, not only for the neighborhoods and the industries and whatnot, but the career opportunities, and that's what we're really focusing on today.
Sure. Elizabeth, in a year of a pandemic and so many other major stories where the trucking industry plays a key role, tell us how National Truck Driver Appreciation Week is different this year.
Yeah, this is really different this year. I mean, every year and every day, truck drivers should get a pat on the back, but this year they've really... It has a little bit more of a meaning. They've been out there fighting on the front lines while many of us have been staying at home working remotely. They've had to be careful on everything they do in order not to get sick and to bring it back home. And so they've really put their lives out there on the line. And this year, we weren't able to have National Truck Driving Championships. We weren't able to go to Mid-America or Great American Truck Show. And so this year is really a lot different. They haven't seen their friends. They've been driving their truck. And we just really want to thank them so much for all that they do.
Kevin, you mentioned something, you know, getting the word out. Of course, Safety Sammy, the mascot here, and also billboards and other ways to really promote trucking. The focus is becoming recruiting and getting the next generation involved and interested in trucking. How does TMAF play a role there?
Well, you know, there's so many different facets, like I mentioned earlier, with the different divisions, if you will, that we have within our industry. But I think what TMAF's been able to showcase, as I mentioned before, it's not just a job. These are professional men and women that actually it's a career. And we've got drivers, I've been in this industry for a lot of years, and I'm here to tell you that I know the younger driver is an issue now and that's being talked about with the pilot program, but there's many drivers out there that are in their 60s, 70s, and 80s now that are safely driving America's freight. And TMAF is just, it's a vehicle, if you will, to tell the stories, to share our experiences, whether it's on a billboard, whether it's on radio shows like yourself, Eric, or doing things like that to in school kids, all ages, to prepare them that there's an opportunity there, and it's not just in behind the wheel. It's also the technicians and also the other jobs, including dispatch and operations, that we have to offer.
Sure. Elizabeth, what has the response been in this effort and getting more people that aren't involved in trucking interested in this industry?
I think that the more that people know somebody in the trucking industry, the much more, better perception they have of it. And this year, especially by having all of the drivers, either on radio shows, on television, in the newspaper, people on the highways, thanking them, little kids with signs and giving out free food to them during the pandemic, has really opened up a lot of eyes. We at ATA got a lot of calls just asking, how do I sign up? Who do I go to for a job? We have a great career brochure that walks you through how to pick a truck driving school, you know, how to pick the segment of the industry you're interested in. And so just having all of the drivers out there and the companies and families talk about what a great career option it is, but really to be able to be a mentor to those looking for a job is important.
Kevin, this year, the trucking industry, like all industry, has moved to the virtual spectrum. And so there are a lot of virtual truck shows and demonstrations going on right now. Tell us how Safety Sammy is involved, the mascot with TMAF. And are we going to see this mascot in the coming months?
Well, you know, we've got to be careful with Safety Sammy because we don't want him to get ill or whatnot. But seriously, what we're trying to do is still promote the image, if you will, through Safety Sammy. But it's been tough to Safety Sammy's been Elizabeth's been following Safety a little bit more than I have, Safety Sammy. And to be honest with you, he's ready to hit the road, if you know what I mean, to start telling our story.
Yeah, Elizabeth, expand on that.
At home orders, though.
He's, yeah, right. Safe distance, wear a mask. That applies to Safety Sammy as well, right?
That's right.
Elizabeth,
it does apply to Safety Sammy.
How does it change, though? Certainly, there is this outreach program through Safety Sammy trying to get, again, the trucking industry and people outside the trucking industry interested. But how does it change in the virtual world for Sammy?
We have been using Safety Sammy to do a lot of high schools and elementary schools, some online learning. Been able to go in into some of the parents and guidance counselors, show them how to share the road with large trucks with a DVD that we have, but also have Safety Sammy be part of that.
Right, right. Kevin, that's been something that where there's been such a positive response from the moment that Safety Sammy was unveiled at the Great American Trucking Show years ago. And now it's evolved into a great interest and a very popular mascot, right?
Well, you know, that was our intention. And you know, we're constantly involving, improving Safety Sammy. Safety Sammy, as you all aware, maybe some of the listeners do not know that we've got arms on Safety Sammy now. So we're a little bit more mobile and a little bit more friendly to the kids. And it was a starting point where it's just another opportunity to showcase, you know, exactly what our industry, what we have to offer. And, you know, this bad situation that we have, you know, our drivers are out there, as Elizabeth said, delivering America's goods. But I think it was more of awareness. You know, truckers have got a common thread where they really don't want to be patted on the back and they don't need the recognition. But, boy, what a change this has been this year. We were on a nice movement the last couple of years. But now, you know, they take pride in the fact that they're getting the wave, the thumbs up, the toot the horn. Those little things are low cost, high value to the people that are out there delivering America's goods.
The respect that they need.
Sure, sure. It is a different world. There is this new normal, Elizabeth. But certainly, I think the trucking industry has gotten a lot of recognition, based on the actual needs. And I think a lot of Americans now taking note of how important the trucking industry is and how important the job is to be behind the wheel. Would you agree?
I would absolutely agree. I think that it has opened up a lot of eyes of the American people. You know, when you went to the grocery store and you couldn't get toilet paper, you couldn't get Clorox wipes, but you saw that truck pull in, you waited to see if that was what was on the cab.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty amazing. And, you know, we've seen this in relief efforts, Kevin, as you know, as you mentioned, so many years with both of you in the trucking industry. We all have enough experience to know that in these relief efforts, whether it's a pandemic, which is rare, or a natural disaster, something like a Hurricane Laura, in the wake of such a disaster, the trucking industry is there and ready to deliver. And that's something that we saw again. In fact, still today, there are truckloads of equipment and goods going into these areas that need it. Pretty amazing to watch, right?
Well, it certainly is. And Elizabeth can speak. Today she was playing dispatch to some trucks going down to New Orleans. But, you know, it I've always said that we are the first responders to a lot of things. I mean, certainly we need the firemen and the rescue squads and whatnot, but the trucks are the ones that come in. And believe it or not, we help take out the rubbish, if you will, the torn buildings and the porches and the garages and everything else to clear the way and to haul that material out. And then we're the first ones in to bring the food, the building supplies, the bricks, the cement, and various other things. So we play a vital role. And during these difficult times or catastrophes, it only showcases what we do and why we do what we do every day.
Sure. Elizabeth, can you expand on what Kevin was alluding to in terms of
Sure.
the efforts in New Orleans and Louisiana?
Sure. We've been taking a number of truckloads throughout the whole pandemic. Frankly, we've been hauling hand sanitizer and masks for different areas of the country. But the last week or so, we've taken two truckloads down to Lake Charles, Louisiana. Today, our drivers stopped at three different loads and picked up, you know, about 12 generators, wheelbarrows, rakes, brooms, that type of cleanup effort needed chainsaws. Mm. And the first load was a truckload of water. And so, you know, I think as both of the drivers that have done that, I have on video, we've been putting up on our Facebook pages, it's just saying how much they need them. And they see that truck coming and they start lining up.
Yeah.
So they understand that relief comes, you know, through the trucking industry.
Sure. Kevin, as we talk here are speaking, it's the eve of 9/11. And I remember very clearly the efforts from the trucking industry after that event, showing up in great numbers in New York City and just saying, what can I do in the cleanup effort there after 9/11? And it was not just being dispatched, but other truckers and organizations just saying, we want to help. We want to be a part of this. We want to do what we can do to help our friends in New York City. That was pretty amazing to watch.
It certainly was. And you know, I've talked to a lot of drivers over the years, and I've noticed in particular the last couple of years, drivers will say, you know, we're just doing what we've been doing. It's the same thing that my father, grandfather, in the trucking industry. And once again, it's that common thread. And I think some of the drivers, they enjoy just the thank you and the acknowledgement, but they're it's surprising how they just say, you know, we're just doing our job.
Mm, yeah.
And I've said this in the past where so many of us, if we don't feel good in the morning, we just roll over and stay, you know, in bed or call our bosses and say, hey, I'm going to stay in, if they're outside of the trucking industry. But a trucker, for the most part, they don't have those opportunities because they've got one thing in common, and that's I'm scheduled to go. I'm supposed to be at a certain point for a pickup and or delivery, and that's what they do. And these are the stories that we're trying to tell the public, and I think they're really getting the idea now. It's unfortunate. A lot of times it's on catastrophic situations. But we do move America's goods, and when there's a disruption, just like this COVID virus, it really can tell the story, if you will, as to why we're needed, and why we're needed not just during the daytime, but 24/7.
Sure. And Kevin, if they want to learn more about Trucking Moves America Forward, this great movement that started years ago, where do they go?
Elizabeth, have you got that handy right there?
Yep. It's truckingmovesamerica.com.
All right. What a great movement. Proud to help promote it here at Red Eye Radio and proud to talk to you both again. Thank you for the job that you do in promoting this effort and getting the word out and promoting the trucking industry. Thank you so much, Elizabeth and Kevin. We hope to talk to you again soon. So in the meantime, stay safe, stay well.
Thank you, Eric, and all your listeners.
Thank you.
Red Eye Radio.